Hello and thank you for joining me on the Fresh Heart podcast. My name is Zareen and I am a consultant cardiologist. On this podcast, we will explore tools to refocus your energy and optimize your health without blame or judgment and with compassion. Happy New Year! Goodness, 2020 was a difficult year for us all, and 2021 is starting off with challenges. We've all been affected in different ways. For those of you who have suffered illness or loss in any way, I am deeply sorry and my heart goes out to you. Right now, this is a time more than ever to show yourself compassion and not beat yourself up for finding this hard. So, it's the new year. And with every new year, we get the same offering of messages about how you can improve your life. There's a tendency to embrace the concept of a new year, a new you. This is a problematic message that comes every January alongside a new diet plan or exercise regime or how-to book. Now, please don't get me wrong. If you find these helpful, then that's perfect. I am 100% in favour of focusing on your health, but this has to come from a positive place and start with self-compassion. You don't need a new version of yourself. The core of who you are does not need to change. By fitting into your new jeans, cutting your hair, earning more money, sure, you'll look different. You might feel good for a while, but that feeling of self-worth has to come from within. That feeling comes from being kind to yourself. There's strong evidence that if you show yourself compassion, then you're more likely to engage with behaviours that promote health. How can you do that? Well, here are three ways. Firstly, accept the imperfect. The human condition is imperfect. I love the words of John Legend in his song, All of Me. He sings, "Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections." Wouldn't it be wonderful if we did that with ourselves? I'm a huge advocate of well-being, but I do think there's a real danger, especially in the new year, in adopting lifestyles and ways of being that are not true to yourself and allow very little room for imperfection. When you then deviate, it's normal to cycle back to the self-critic. That's why the last pillar of the acronym FRESH in Fresh Heart Project is honesty. Give yourself permission to be honest about the things that you just can't focus on right now. Secondly, appreciate that your thoughts are not real. They're just neural electrical activity within the brain. If you ever get a chance, I really recommend reading A Stroke of Insight by Jill Bolte Taylor. She's a neuroscientist who had a stroke, and she describes in great detail how she slowly lost the ability to function as the stroke progressed. And she also describes her recovery. She had forgotten everything. The circuits within her brain had gone. When she then came to rewiring those circuits, if a thought came into her head that made her feel bad in any way, she'd just choose not to remember it. That really struck me, as it highlights that your thoughts are not real. Our mind defaults back to them, but they're just signals within the brain. I invite you to try an activity that can circuit break those negative thoughts before they take hold. This could be mindfulness, going out for a run, or any hobby you enjoy. Thirdly, treat yourself how you would treat your friends. When the negative self-talk starts, ask yourself, would you say this to a friend? Ultimately, I've learned the hard way that the way we treat ourselves is the way others learn to treat us. These three ways have helped me cultivate more self-compassion, and it's hard. It's always a work in progress. Remember, we're all different. Experiment and find what works for you. If you're starting or continuing a change to your lifestyle, I invite you to let that change start with honesty, be right for you in your life, and be rooted in self-compassion. Happy New Year and good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any suggestions or if you'd like to share your own personal story, please do get in touch via the website freshheartproject.com. If you liked this podcast, we would be so grateful if you could comment, subscribe, and give it a 5-star rating, as this helps us to spread our positive health messages. This podcast is not a substitute for medical advice from your healthcare professional. Remember, be kind to yourself, and small, sustainable steps create great change. This podcast is produced by Lion Mountain Entertainment, a subsidiary of Morgan Archway Limited.